Gary Moore's online as we start looking at today's racing. Morning, Gary.
Morning, Andrew and listen.
How you been, mate?
Good form, thanks. Have a winner today, it'll even be better.
Well, can you with host Win Meraki in the third race at Newcastle? It's a debuter. The trials seem to have improved along the road.
Definitely. The horse looks in great shape. I think he can win. I think the soft sticks will be to his advantage. Like you mentioned, he's improved with each trial that he's trialled in. So, and 6 furlongs will suit him, 1,200 metres. So I'm very confident, Andrew.
The one thing that I'm watching his last couple of trials is the last one was on a heavy 9 and he seemed to cope with it really well.
It wasn't an issue. He's a game 2-year-old. And I'm sure that he'll find under heavy pressure should it come about today.
Okay. He's just taken time. You know, he's had, this will be his first run obviously today, but you've just brought him along quietly?
Yes, like most of the 2-year-olds. We'll have a good few 2-year-old runners over the next few weeks. There'll be 2-year-olds trialling on Monday at Rosehill again and then they can run. I've been very patient with them, like him. Never had an issue, had a short spell and as you'll see, looks in wonderful condition.
And where do you place him? I mean, it's a small field of 9. You've come up with barrier 6. Is he a horse that goes forward in a race?
I'll make the running. He broke one in the trial recently.
Yep.
He travelled easily and he's a very manageable horse, easy to ride, doesn't pull. So he'll make the running today.
Okay, so confident there. Host Win Meraki, that's race 3, number 5. I've got to ask you about another one that I sees again at the Gold Coast on Saturday, Fortune Star. Has it got a bit of a future?
Definitely, Andrew. He galloped yesterday. He worked very well. He went half a mile in 52. Run home well. He's in better shape than what he was at the Gold Coast at his last win. And you've got to take advantage. You know, he's the cutest, so he gets the bonus. And I think he... And I think he can win again on Sunday.
Yeah, no, he was really good the other day. Fortune Star, will watch for him on the weekend. Just while I've got you, you sent us a photo earlier in the week of Takedown. He looked in tremendous order after a bit of a freshen up in Queensland.
Yes, he after the Doomben 10,000, I sent him out to Washpool. Kevin Thomas looked after him admirably well. He's come in with a good top line. I haven't seen him in this shape for a long time and... I think he's going to do well for this preparation.
And you'll just aim him towards races in the early part of the spring, or what are your current thoughts?
Well, hopefully we can try, I must say, try and defend the shorts, which is on September the 14th. He'll probably open up there, and then we'll go on to the premier and see what happens after that. But I agree with what Bryce said earlier. We've got to see how these horses are going. Are they good enough to be able to run in such a prestigious race as the Everest?
Understand. No, it's a good point. We can put pressure on, but the horse needs to be allowed to be able to come back. And we can talk about the race and things, but the horse needs to come back when so much money is up for grabs.
It's a wonderful incentive. It's a great idea. It's got world recognition. And if we can get that great filly out from Royal Ascot, I think it'll be a really great race to be able to participate in.
Hey, mate, I've learnt one thing today, and I'm really pleased about it. You are listening to Racing HQ this morning.
Fantastic.
Good on you, Gary. Good luck today. I hope your horse runs well.
Thank you.